This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been rare bipartisanship in Washington lately, and I'm not talking about the budget. It's both Democrats and Republicans actually agreeing on something. The idea that Americans can be upwardly mobile is a thing of the past. In point of fact, the politicians are wrong. There's a big new study based on tens of millions of anonymous tax records that shows the odds of climbing the income ladder haven't really changed much in the past 20 years. Raj Chetty co-authored the study. He's also an economics professor at Harvard University. Professor Chetty, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I've been trying to figure out whether this paper is good news or bad news. Mobility has not gone down over time, which I guess is good, but geography matters. There are great disparities in this country.
Yes, that's exactly right, Kai. So what we're finding is that mobility, contrary to popular perception, your odds of moving up in the income distribution have not fallen significantly over the past few decades in the U.S. But importantly, the level of mobility throughout the past 30 or 40 years or so in the U.S. has not been very high compared to most other developed countries.
I'm going to crib from David Leonhardt, who wrote the article in the New York Times today about your paper. He points out that the economic penalty of being born poor has grown over time. Who your parents are matters now apparently more than ever.
Yes, that's exactly right. The reason who your parents are matters more than ever, in a sense the birth lottery matters more than ever, is because mobility has stayed the same. So if you're born to a high-income parent versus a low-income parent, that's going to generate a wider difference in your income level as a child today than it did 30 years ago when we had a more equal society.
Which is amazingly disheartening, I mean, to be completely subjective about it.
It is worrisome. You know, the way I look at it is mobility matters more now than it ever did. We should be quite concerned about mobility in a society with a lot of inequality because kids who don't have a chance to move up in the income distribution are really getting left behind in today's economy. And so I think that's why it's more imperative than ever to understand what the determinants of mobility are and what we can do from a policy point of view to improve kids' chances of moving up in the income distribution.
How much of this is the rise of the 1%, though? I mean, the rich, as has been reported, as we know, as you say in this paper, the rich keep getting richer.
Yes, exactly. You're right to highlight the 1%. That's an important part of why inequality has risen so much in the past 30 years in the U.S. And interestingly, what we find is that there isn't that much of a correlation between top 1% income shares and mobility. And so that could potentially explain why we're not seeing that much of a change in mobility over time, because most of the increase in inequality in the U.S. in recent decades has been coming from this extreme upper tail of top 1%ers.
If we know which cities provide the best basis for upward mobility, then why can't we just look at that and say, well, let's do this in a whole bunch of other places? Can't we just bottle that and sell it around and fix these problems that we have?
Yeah, that would be terrific if we knew what that
secret— He says simplistically, yeah.
If we knew sort of what the secret sauce of Salt Lake City or San Jose was, we could just replicate that everywhere else. Unfortunately, it's much more complicated than that because we don't know exactly what that secret sauce is. There's so many things that are different about these different cities. To give you one example, you know, we find a correlation with segregation. Well, why does segregation matter? Maybe in places with more segregation, you also have less funding for schools in low-income areas. And so maybe the ultimate root cause is actually school quality. Disentangling all those different mechanisms is a really complicated challenge for social science, but something we're hoping we'll be able to make progress on in the coming years.
Raj Chetty is a professor of economics at Harvard University. He's the co-author, with a bunch of other people, on a series of new papers about economic mobility in this country. Professor Chetty, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.